Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast, episode 44.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, we're there. Going.
Oh, oh yeah. Out there.
Joined today by your epic monkey hosts, Steely Ted,
hey.
Master Beef,
oh.
And me, or E. Abelson. No Ryan, because that's, screw that
It's going to be a good one, man.
Fart. That's how you know it's good.
Smelly fart.
Starting this one off, there's some current news that's pretty funny, in my opinion. GameStop stocks?
Stocks.
I don't get it. What's going on?
It's a big situation that's happening. A couple chunguses on the Wall Street decided that they would buy stocks short, meaning that they can make some money.
They're betting against GameStop, those sons of guns. Sons of, my favorite company. How
they're
could
betting,
they do it?
How dare you, Game?
I traded my
GameStop,
gamers
my PlayStation
to
them. How could they run the stock into the ground?
They gave me like $5 for all my Skylanders.
Yeah.
There you go. The well worth price.
Really, and really then, making a profit on
your
that.
Your Skylanders were worth more than their stock was.
Probably the packaging the Skylanders were in were worth more.
But now the price is just
astronomical. I don't know. Why,
either way,
GameStop?
The Redditors decided to go ahead and just buy a bunch of shares. And so
the
now
same,
it's up
the same
600%.
People
how did
who
that,
think
how did
Big
that
Chungus
start?
Is fine.
They're like, r/ dank memes. Buy a lot of stocks.
It's like a. How do they actually get that many people to buy into it?
We did it, Reddit.
They went on r/all, and then they were like, Wall Street, here we go.
r/.
I mean, it's pretty funny.
It's really funny.
They just fucked over a bunch of stockbrokers.
Yep.
It's kind of nice.
I know. It's really good. Problem is they stopped them from buying stock now, so that's the whole issue. That's why it's gotten so big.
Craziness. What'll be the next? Dude, it's just like dildo stocks. Up 5,000%.
I know you already have a couple 20%.
Well, I'm heavily.
Oh yeah, I am one of the shareholders. One of the main. I go to the meetings and stuff for
you're
dildo.
You're on the board
for dildo company. The main the dildo company. It's just called Dildo. There we go.
Beautiful.
So moving on, in our Discord server, link in the description. The Monkey House, very fun time. 600 members and counting.
Wow. Hey, we keep
we're
growing.
Opening up a new sort of interactive podcast feature.
We're trying to make the community more inclusive, you know?
Every week, we're going to ask a question to you guys, and the best answers will be featured on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sick, in my opinion. So, this week, starting off, we only gave you a couple minutes to answer because we decided to do this kind of last minute. But we asked you to write a haiku about toenails.
A really obtuse topic.
A really... Really, really nuanced.
Really
topic.
Relevant in today's
less
social
mind,
climate.
Wonder.
So we're gonna we had a couple responses so far, mainly from you guys actually.
It was
just us.
So
a couple.
How about you guys tell me what you came up with?
All right, Theo, you want to start?
Yeah, I'll go. So I went first. You know, really just set the stage.
Oh yeah.
And so here we go. My toenails are large. They are awful and grotesque. Please suck my toes now.
I will not do that.
It's sort of like, it sort of leaves you in with
I didn't
like
really
statement.
Give you an option, did I?
I really
you
like,
said please.
I sort of like the journey it takes
well,
you
said
on.
Please.
I was just trying to be nice.
It sort of leaves you with like sort of an introductory
okay,
statement.
Okay, go for it.
They're awful and grotesque, and all of a sudden it just sort of goes to suck my toes now, which is sort of a
I'm really just telling you what you're
there.
In for.
I think I could interpret this as more of a deeper message about the human experience.
Right.
Definitely.
I did feel like that was, did have underlying tones about the American dream and kind of what it means to be successful.
I'm glad you saw what I was trying to get at.
I went for a more avant-garde sort of take on it. So I said, I have juicy toes. Please look in between the cracks. Crusties are inside.
I think that's really nuanced.
And the reason I think, because that's sort of what lies beneath. You don't know what lies within.
I think the crusties.
The crusties part.
If you don't
really
mind
shows,
me interpreting, I thought that could be like a message about grief.
Yeah.
And kind of the stages.
Really, yeah, the stages, definitely.
The 8 stages of grief, yeah.
Yeah, the 8 crusties of your toes.
Exactly.
Maybe one even like
I really liked it. Since this is a new question and this is a new segment, I'm going to leave this question open for the rest of the week. We're going to get back to you on the next episode with the next favorite answers. So if you want your, we'll shout out your Discord or whatever the fuck. And so if you want to be a part of that, want to hear your answer read on the show, all you got to do is send to the new podcast submissions channel in the Monkey House Discord server. You can join the server either by Googling the Monkey House Discord server and go to the Discord link from there, or you can go to the link in the description of this podcast episode. Very cool.
Very epic.
Yeah.
With that being said, we're going to go on a quick break. Be back in a second. Peace.
Bye.
Whoa, welcome back to the
show. What happened?
Wow, what an ad.
I blacked out and then I woke up.
Oh, I just, yeah, that was just a minute of my life gone.
Gone.
That's like what that. What a flash.
Just like that.
So apparently, Xbox Live Gold price was going to be doubled.
It was doubled.
They actually went through with it.
They doubled it for like a day or two, and it was like, I think if you had it, you know, it didn't affect you. But what they wanted to do was have people buy the ultimate thing with all the games. But then all the people who were going to buy gold are just screwed. Because then it was $120 for a year.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. Months. That's ridiculous.
Nobody wants to do that. Nobody cares. Because the thing is, $60 is too much for that
service. You're basically playing $60 to basically use your internet to its full potential.
That's honest. Like, it's so lame because online multiplayer used to be just like free.
It was just like, yeah.
If they just like, yeah, it weren't could be so free. Greedy.
And their servers are so bad anyway. They
yeah,
paying us
their
to
servers
use the,
suck ass.
They don't pay anything for those servers to keep running.
It's so shit. It's so lame.
Yeah, it's really bad. But either way, they because it was such an outrage, obviously, because people were like canceling their subscriptions left and right. So a day later, they tweeted out, they said, we're going to go back on that. We're going back to the original plan. $60 now. For the year.
I feel like companies just like make these like shitty choices just to like get like PR.
I'm actually
just to get Twitter trending, because I feel like with like the fucking Sonic movie, you know, I feel like that movie got so much attention because of that shitty mock-up.
Yeah.
I feel like this might be Xbox being like, oh, gotta remind people.
Well,
publicity is publicity,
right?
I mean, it is public. I mean, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that they went back on it. I thought that was going to be it. I feel like
usually companies
don't go back on their
decisions.
It's
Xbox. I'm surprised as well that they took it back.
They're
like, I thought they were just responding, I'm sorry you feel that way.
So you feel that way about our $60 price hike?
I mean, who the fuck? Like, I feel like Xbox is on
I mean,
its
what
way
is
out.
What is Netflix? $15 a month?
Yeah, about 10, 15. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay. That's
A year of Netflix is equal to
almost
equal to what their new price would have been. But
oh,
Netflix,
wait, really? Netflix cost
Netflix is yeah, Netflix.
But I mean,
but that's all.
I mean, Netflix
but Netflix
early Netflix, that price is fine. But when you're talking about now Netflix, like what the fuck are you watching on Netflix nowadays?
There's not many shows on Netflix right now.
And all their originals are not worth it.
They're original.
Well, original.
Okay. I guess.
I actually do like what they do. They give a lot of good chances to people who just want to like try and make something.
That's nice. So, like, I think that's good. I think it's nice that with all these streaming services, a lot of people are just getting shows,
yeah.
And like it gives people a chance to do
so
it.
So
there's
gonna be like 100 bad shows, but you might get like one like good one. So
maybe.
I think it's either Adult Swim or Comedy Central. No, not Comedy Central. It's Adult Swim has been doing this thing where they're giving a lot of like YouTube creators chances to like have their own show on Adult
Swim. Well,
I've seen
like,
a lot of YouTubers on
with like Jack Stauber. He's getting his own thing.
Adult Swim's always been like, they always have like weird shows. So I feel like they're more open to putting like new visions in there.
It's always a good thing. It's like enough with like the gatekeeping for that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Another news, we got a Harry Potter TV series.
Yeah, apparently they're doing Harry Potter TV series. I don't know if JK Double D Rowling is involved.
I hope not.
I hope she really just checks out of that franchise.
I hope the
like
show
I'm not even
is,
a fan, but
I think it would be like, what are they going to make a TV series about? Just like set in the world.
So many IPs are being handed out now. You hear about the Star Wars games and stuff. Now Ubisoft has the Star Wars IP.
Oh my!
They're making a Harry Potter game.
Well,
too.
I thought that Disney. I know EA is done with the Star Wars IP soon.
Yeah, they're kind of.
But
they're up.
Are they just putting it up for grabs? Or are they going to rent it out to someone for 10 years again? Like,
I don't know.
I hope they don't. I hope they just make it like any company
who wants
to try. I
think it's the same contract.
I think Ubisoft's also making like an open world Indiana Jones game too. Like, there's so much like
they're trying to milk these.
They're really milking the franchises.
It really sucks. But a lot of times it turns out cool. It usually doesn't. I think that it would be nice if they would let indie studios use
IPs. Yeah. I think
like imagine like a cool like Star Wars indie game. That'd be nice.
That'd be cool. Although actually, I think it's fine. I think it doesn't like ruin the legacy of Star Wars. It's just like an annoyance.
It doesn't. It's just exactly. And what happens is the things that are bad get just like forgotten.
The movies, on the other hand, that's debatable.
The movies are a bit more annoying because the games have always been like a bit dinky
and people not like.
Well, and the movies are less frequent. and
yeah,
more
exactly.
much
like,
harder.
You don't have that kind of expectation. What I mean with the games being dinky is TV or movie games in general are dinky. So people have the lowest expectations ever when it's like a video game adaptation of a movie franchise.
Well, and it's easier.
But Star Wars is usually good with
it's games. Easier to fix something people don't like with a game because they can just like. If there's bad gameplay, you know, like they can put out a patch or something. But a movie, it's
well,
like
with Battlefront. With Battlefront, they're like, okay, here's a sequel.
Well, and then that was bad. And then finally, after like 2 years, it's good now.
And then they're shutting down the servers.
Are they really? Are they shutting it down?
Oh my fucking god!
They stopped updating it, and they're probably it's going out to.
That's
patch
what here. I hate about games that are only online. Because they shut down the servers and now it's useless. Like fucking like Battleborn.
You literally have a $60 disc.
It's nothing.
You can play against AI,
you can play a custom game against Darth Brinkus.
Or like when games, like fucking Overwatch. I mean, it's probably not going to go down anytime soon because it's
like Fortnite too.
But say like 40 years from now. Like what are you going to, what are you going to do with that game? You're just going to like you find out, oh, I remember this. And then you open it, it's like, play single player training mode. Oh, cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Borderlands movie.
That's
another
one.
Thing.
Another video game movie. I'm pretty interested to see why celebrities keep signing on to video game movies.
Well, apparently the Witcher one was cool.
That was a TV series on Netflix.
I heard
mixed reviews.
I don't know anything about
The Witcher.
I haven't watched
it. But
I heard that fans of the series said it was at least true to the world.
I kind
of
wanted to play the game.
Same. I want to play.
They're supposed to be really good.
Witcher 3
is
like
cool.
The most awarded game, I think.
I've just seen it's like super... It takes too long to fucking play these games is the thing. I don't have time.
It's like open world. Like
I don't get how I'm supposed to play all these 800 hour games. Like I don't. It's
yeah.
I
there's part of me that like wants to complete it, but like I know I'm not gonna be able to do it. So why would I even start?
I don't want to stick that much time into it because the thing is they can make an experience that's like 10 hours and it's like I'd much rather play those kind of games.
Well,
like,
I've
played Inside so many times.
Right.
And that's just because it's like a 3 hour game or like probably less.
It's probably 3 hours.
Yeah, 2 to 3. I mean, if you know all the puzzles already, it's shorter. But
right.
With, like Inside, it's such a short game, and it's such like a... there's so much going on. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes they pack too much content in there, and it's just filler.
I think that it's not when there's too much content it's bad. It's when there's too much annoying content that's there specifically to get like a longer playtime
right.
to market with.
Yeah.
That's annoying. That's so fucking lame. And there's games that are the whole point of it is to kind of have the game be like that, like Mortal Kombat campaigns. You know, it's just going to be the same fight over and over again.
Basically.
But you're buying, that's what you're paying for. With like a game that's advertised as like, wow, open world, it's like you're actually there. And it's just
you
like,
you are the world.
Drive the forklift.
Become the world in the open world.
When games are too like in depth with the.
Those are great videos. They do like. Okay, whatever. Either way, the movie was starring Kate Blanchett and Kevin Hart.
Oh,
so,
that's a weird combo.
It's a weird combo.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Because Kevin Hart's so... He's a comedic guy.
I mean, Kevin Hart's in everything nowadays.
I like him, but he's like... He's a comedian. And
the
Kate
thing
Blanchett's
was that
not.
People were wondering if he was going to be playing Claptrap. He's not. Just a debate.
Wait,
that was
funny.
Sort of a short jab, I guess. That's what a bunch of Twitter people were saying.
Claptrap. Wait, that would actually be hilarious.
That would be funny. He could actually be a Claptrap. A little too annoying for Claptrap, but like
anyone else in this movie? Or is that
I don't know.
Just...
That was the only two actors that have been. Those are probably the main.
The thing with video game movies is a lot of times the game doesn't translate that well to a movie. It's very rare that there's one that people actually like. I think the early Mortal Kombat ones people liked.
That's
I feel like
problem.
You have to have a good narrative.
I have hope
you
for.
Have to,
I
think it's a better shot of being good if they make it take place in the world of the game with
right.
different characters and a different.
It's
like,
not just
plot
an
line.
Adaptation of the game.
That's
because
the thing with a game, you're playing it and it's different. Like
yeah,
the Tomb Raider movie was actually okay.
Oh, the one with.
But that seems like it had
the
more
one with
potential.
Angelina Jolie or the remake.
No,
one?
The remake one.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And Jenna Jolie ones are a little too.
They're well, okay, well.
Well, I
mean, we've already talked about the FNAF movie. Like, what the fuck are they gonna do?
They're
with
still
that?
Making that. That's sad.
Go back and listen to the episode. That's all the info that you need to know about the movie. But I have hope for the Uncharted movie that they're gonna do. I think that could be good.
What's another game that would be cool?
Uncharted? I think can translate well because it's kind of just Indiana Jones.
I think, okay, and I don't know if this would translate well to a movie. I just thought of this. I should have said
Banjo
this earlier Kazooie. When we were talking. about we were talking about like everything gets a sequel. You know what needs a fucking sequel?
What?
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
As a video game. Oh, you're talking
as
about
as a video game, sequel. Not as a movie.
Okay.
No. I think Conker
actually maybe that would just like
Conker
just
actually
like,
could translate to
just
a
like
movie.
Chipmunks on crack.
Just like I think chipmunks. Yeah, yeah.
I think
like,
Conker could have a good like
okay, it's basically
a mature animated TV show like a Family Guy or American
so
Dad, something like in
like,
that vein.
But yeah. I don't know. The thing with
basically
Conker,
Ted, then.
The thing with Conker wow. is if the game ever got a sequel, I think so much of what like was a staple of it was the dinky N64 art style, because that's kind of what it was known for. I feel
yeah,
like
I
feel like I've seen these tech demos because they treated fucking Conker so poorly. Microsoft, after they bought him, they turned him into like a fucking augmented reality tech demo. Like, watch a young Conker jump around the room. It's
yeah,
so
they kind
sad.
Of butchered
so
a lot of the things
they
bought.
Ruined Rareware. Then make them make Kinect sports. Fuck that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay. I think if anybody is in charge of a Conker sequel, I would want it to be like Trey Parker.
You
want to
be in charge.
Oh yeah, I want to make Conker's Bad Fur Day.
You're the
too.
Biggest fan.
You want to play Conker in the? You want to get the mocap?
Conker
the mo-cap
VR.
Suit, the mocap.
Double
suit.
The conk. Triple the Conker.
Emmett is Conker. Shows me like a mocap suit just rolling around.
Yeah, just the music.
I love those advertisements where it's just the actual actor and then is the character.
That's so funny. Adam Sandler is Adam Sandler in Adam Sandler's
the
and
movie.
The Cursed Sandwich coming.
I would oh.
Jack and Jill
just
too.
Coming.
Just coming.
Not soon, just coming now.
I would actually watch Adam Sandler in the sandwich.
Adam Sandler in the tasty sandwich. Wow, this sandwich is really good.
Roll credit. Okay, I think we're done here.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you want to join our Discord server, once again, either Google the Monkey House Discord server or click the link in the description of this episode. All right, that's all from us. See you next time. Peace.
Bye-bye.